Then before that, we had the Terrence Crawford era, which was relatively weak.
Yo, why is the guest standing outside? Tristan, you're tripping. Come inside. You ain't even... Yo, he's standing outside on the podium. What in the fuck? Okay. I didn't know. And the father, too. You guys didn't ring the bell. Lord have mercy. I hope they were having fun out there. It wasn't me. What's up, Mr. Potato Chip Bag on the live radio?
Oh, my bad. No, that's just finished. Like I was saying, bro, then you had the Terrence Crawford era, which...
Let me know when we go to promo and bring him in.
You had Victor Postal.
Just bring him in.
And you had nobody. Before that, you had the Danny Garcia era. It was Danny, Khan. Anyway, to make a long story short, this has potential to be one of the best 140-pound evers. You know what I mean? You got Josh Taylor and Regis at the top. You got Teofimo. You got Jose Ramirez. You got little Gabby Russell. You know, this is going to be a good division, man. So if Teofimo cleans house and you got Ryan Garcia, and then we can't forget we got your boy Devin Haney moving up. So when Teofimo cleans this division up, he's going to go down as one of the greatest junior welterweights of all time, better than Danny Garcia, better than Terrence Crawford, better than Julio Cesar Chavez Sr. Because this is a tough, tough division, man. I just hope we get all the fights. I want to see Gary Antoine fight Teofimo. I want to see Regis Prograis fight him. And I want to see Ryan fight Devin Haney at 140. Because they fought like 6 times in the amateurs, and I need to know about that. Shame on me, because I'm a historian. I had no idea those guys fought 6 times.
Mm.
You know about that, Les?
I did, but listen, David, I'm going to get right back to you. I got my two guests in the building. I do apologize. Tristan, what's up, man? Why wouldn't you come inside? How long? I seen you out there for a minute. So how long were you guys really just standing out there?
We came early. So we came about 2:30. We just sitting over there chilling and everything.
Wait,
so,
you're on a whole nother time zone.
I mean, 12:30.
Okay.
Yeah, we came here at 12:30, so we're just chilling. And I didn't know we were supposed to ring the doorbell, so I was just watching. I was watching y'all do the podcast before this, and I was just watching everything, and then that's when you saw me and noticed me, and then, you know, he said, man, you didn't ring the doorbell. So
I had no clue. I'm like, I'm texting my producer, like, bro, where's Tristan? He's like, hell if I know. He said he's been there since 12:30. I'm like, what? Looking all over the place. So are you the father?
Father, coach.
Okay. What's your name, sir?
Sean.
And where's that last name come from?
It's German.
Ah.
Yeah, there's actually a German town called Calcrew.
Okay. Wow. So was it your mom, your grandfather, like who?
My mother's side.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And you guys are from what part of Texas?
We're actually from Duncanville, but it's considered Dallas, part of Dallas. No one really knows what Duncanville
is. I don't know anything about other sports, but yeah. Duncanville sounds a lot like...
basketball.
Yeah, like that basketball player. Did they name the town after him or something?
No. Greg Ostertag went there. You might know him. He played for Kansas.
Nah. If it ain't boxing, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, Tristan, man, so how old are you?
I'm 21. I just turned 21 November 8th.
Wow. Young. So we're going to get right into the thick of things. Obviously, you suffered a loss coming up as a prospect,
mm-hmm.
but it looks like that loss has allowed you to decide to be a heavyweight where you...
I hate that monkey wrench. I knew the Ronnie stuff was going to come about.
Yeah, because I met him with Ronnie. So I didn't